He makes me so mad. Life, it's so unfair to me. My boss is holding me down. Well, she keeps me from growing, that's all I have to say. This economy, it won't give me a break. Now hold your horses. All of the above statements have two things in common. One, they're all lies. They're lies that we tell ourselves. Two, they keep us stuck. Now you might object, but he did make me mad. I wasn't mad until he said what he said. The lie that we consistently tell ourselves is that someone or something outside of ourselves has the power to make us down or lazy or uninspired or angry or unsuccessful. My friend, no one has the power to make you be or do anything, you big silly. So why do we so often pull the you make me card out of our pocket and wave it around like it's our excuse or our scapegoat? Because it is. It is our scapegoat. You see, if I can hang my failure on the economy, or my lack of education on my parents, or my bad mood on my spouse's bad mood, or my lacking on someone or something other than myself, then I am free, baby. Woo! I am free of... Okay, you ready for this? I'm free of responsibility. Woohoo! I'm free. But wait, I may be free of responsibility, but I'm stuck. I'm still mad or upset or failed or broke or in a bad mood. And when it's their fault, not mine, I have no power to change it. You see, if he is the problem, then you'll have to change him. But if the problem is within you, then you need only to change you. And that is a piece of cake. Carry yourself with chin up integrity. Don't allow yourself the they make me so scapegoat. God gave you and me one of the best gifts ever. The freedom to choose. Few things in this world are 100%, but this one is 100%. Whatever you feel, wherever you are in your life, whatever level of success or love or joy that you've experienced is and always has been 100% a result of your choices. No person or circumstance influences you without your permission and agreement. Yes, you may have a deadbeat spouse or a crappy job or a tired disposition. Own it. Blaming anything on your DNA or your boss or your rotten luck or your dog or your ex will only hogtie you from self-correction and growth. Take back your power. The way I see it, you got two choices. Own it and grow, or stay stuck. Feel the exhilaration of knowing that you can turn your ship in any direction you wish by first flipping your thinking. God's got big plans for you, my friend. There's no time to dilly-dally with those useless scapegoats. This is Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours.